northern Iowa, you will find many picturesque corn and soybean fields dotting the landscape. But one of these fields is hallowed ground for many. In fact, music fans still regularly come here to pay their respects to the legends of rock and roll. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Sled dogs, musk ox, and the largest vegetables on the planet. It's just a few of the things you'll see on our American Countryside adventure to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll ride the Alaska Railroad, sail the Kenai Fords, tour Denali National Park, and see Alaska sea life. We'll also experience Alaskan agriculture and tour the Alaska State Fair. It's an amazing trip, and I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find our ad at AmericanCountryside.com.
Shoot, we forgot the car seat.
Ah, no worries. Just put little Billy in the front seat.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month. Nearly 14,000 a year, and one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
On the surface, it appears to be just like other corn and soybean fields in northern Iowa.
I'm a farmer. I'm a farm kid, and I spent my high school summers breaking my back picking rocks on this farm and had no idea that anything of significance had happened here.
But as Jeff Nicholas explains, what makes this field sacred ground for many is a plane crash here in 1959 that killed Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens. They had just finished a concert in nearby Clear Lake.
Virtually every time that I come here, there's at least one or two in as many as four or five different cars from around the country and around the world.
In the late 1980s, music fans built a small memorial at the site. A path is mowed from the nearest gravel road, and people walk about an eighth of a mile to that hallowed ground.
We feel that this spot really is theirs rather than ours because it brings back a lot of memories. People remember this like they remember where they were when we landed on the moon or when President Kennedy was killed.
It's an emotional place for many.
I actually came up on my pickup, and there was a guy standing up on the road, leaning up against his pickup, and I drove up, and he wouldn't look at me. I rolled down the window and I said, "Is everything okay?" And he turned to me and he had tears coming down his cheeks. And he said, all he could say was, "They're just lots of memories."
Over a half century later, it is a field that still stirs the emotions and revives the music of legends who lost their lives here on February 3rd, 1959. Traveling the countryside in Jeff Nicholas's cornfield near Clear Lake, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.